Weiter in Shastrim, Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Chav Hey, pick up at the very top of the page. We left off yesterday discussing Machlokes Rabbi Elazar and Shmuel ben Nachman, what exactly the song that was sang by the cows. Now we're going to see another discussion about a miracle. V'hidom Hashem Sherech V'amad V'ad Yikom Goyoy Vav. The sun stood in the sky and the moon stopped. That is, it was quiet. It stood there until the people took retribution against their enemies. This is talking about Yeshua told the sun and the moon to stop so that B'nai Yisrael were able to go and knock out the enemies before it became the nighttime. It was right before Shabbos. They didn't want to kill Shabbos over there, so they stopped over there. But what happens if you go and you stop everything, the sun usually sings in the sky, sings Shir at Hashem. When it stopped and it stopped singing, Yeshua took over for him. My Sefer Yasha, right, so this is Alo Hiksu or Al Sefer Yasha, is not written on the book of the Sefer Yasha. Yashar says Rashi Sha'asid Leasus Linais that is going to be a nes that's done. My Sefer Yashar, what does this mean? Sefer Hayashar. This is the book of Avram and Yaakov, aka known as Bereishis. Rashi is Hanu Sefer Bereishis. Shemaisa Avos Ksuvim Bo, because the Maisa Avos are written over there. And they were called Yesharim. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in this past week's parasha, Tamos Nafshimos Yesharim, may my soul die in the death of the upright. Rashi says, Bilam Mevakesh al Atzmo, Shemasus Yeshav Gvia Kamos, he wanted to die just like them. Roy, because he uses the word Vayigva, literally means that he expired, and he wanted to be also that they're going to go straight into the next world. So he calls them Yesharim, and that's if Yesharim. Mehecher Ramiza, where is this alluded to? Rashi's Bevereishis, Asad Yeshua Lovelanese. Where is it alluded to that? In the future, Yeshua was going to come to this particular nace. Vizaro Yia Melo Hagayim, the Pasuk says, and the awe of his offspring will fill the nations. Rashi says that this is talking about Yeshua, Mishavit Ephraim, Bak, the Siv comes from Ephraim. It says, Lamate Ephraim, Hoshea bin Nun. Uksibbe Ephraim, Vizaro Yia, Melo Hagayim, Kol Artsus, Nismalu, Mi Yuraso. Ubiyasa, Mi Amasa, they're going to be filled up with his fear. Zaro, Shel Ephraim, Yia Malay, Hagayim, Adam Nosech, Kan, Melchama, Vein Vine. Aspam ya yodin ba, ava basha sha'amda lo chamel Yoshua, nila kol olam v'yiru mipanav. There's going to be a victory in military that's going to cause a fear, and this is what it is. When it will be that his fear will fill the nations, when is it going to happen? Basha sha'amda lo chamel Yoshua, the time that the sun is going to stand there for Yoshua. So the sun stood still in the middle of the sky and didn't set as long as a whole day. Rashi says, Yesh mimashma shtei akavos, achas b'chatzi ha-shamayim, ani b'chatzi ha-yom, achas tzomach ha-shkiyasov. They'll say, v'lo atz lavo, elisha kiyom tamim, it stayed there for like a full day, dahinu esim v'arba shal, 24 hours, deyom enu tamim v'shalim ela im leilo. It's only complete with its night as well. V'kama Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Esim Arba Shai is 24 hours that it's still like that. Rashi says Hayos Hayom Me'alos Hashachar Ditzias HaKuchavim V'yom Tamin Akula Milsukai Aholach V'amida. Back to the Gemara. Azil Shis V'kama Shis. In the morning the sun went for 6 hours, you know, rising in the east, going towards the west. It stood for 6 hours. Azil Shis V'kama Shis. Then it traveled another 6 hours until it gets to the west, and stood there for another 6 hours. Kula milsa kiyom tamim, the entire situation from sunrise to sunset ended up being 24 hours. This is luchov amidah. So kiyom tamim esav arba yom shal yom v'layla zeshar yamim. Rabbi Elazar amar shloshim shis. There was 36 hours. Also shis v'kam treisar. In the morning, the sun went for 6 hours. And then it stood for 12 hours. Also, shis v'kam treisar again. Stood for 12 hours. Amidasa yom kam tamid, and it stood for amount of a full day, 24 hours. Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmani Omer. Another answer is Arbaim Mishmona was actually 48 hours. Also, shis v'kam treisar. 6 hours it traveled, and it stood for 12 hours. Also, shis v'kam esrim arba, and then it went for another 6, and it stood for 24 hours. Shenamar v'lo atz lavo ki yom tamim. It didn't hasten to set as long as a whole day. Mechlal demeikar. Which implies that before sunset alone, the sun stopped for a whole day.
But first its initial stop at midday was not as long as an entire day. So at the midday, the sun stood for 12 hours, and before setting, it stood for 24 hours. Since it also traveled to the sky for 12 hours, it came out to a total of 48 hours. Some say that what's going on over here, that the machlokus is about the additional hours of daylight. I mean, according to the previous version we saw, the number that each one was saying went according to the opinions of total hours of daylight that day, including the time the sun traveled. This one, the numbers refer only to the time that the sun actually stood still. Says Rashi, Hamashir, the Hanach, the Rabbanim, the Tosfah, the Tosfah, the Yom, Karmelahu. And Rishom and Levi, Omer, Esim, Esrim, the Arba, the sun stood still for 24 hours. Azil Shisvakam Chesai, in the morning the sun traveled 6 hours, and then it stood for 12 hours. Azil Shisvakam Chesai went for 6 and stood for 12 hours. Amidosak Yom Tamim, the Amida, the amount of time that it actually stood was 24 hours. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Lazar Omer, Shlosha Meshesh, it was 36 hours. That is, did I get that right? Yeah, 36 hours. Azil Shisvakam Chesai. Also, Shisakam Esim Arba. Velo Utz Lavo Kiyom Tamim. And it did not hasten to set as long as an entire day. Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmani Omer, Arbaim Mushmano is 48. Azil Shis Vakam Esim Arba, 624. Azil Shis Vakam Esim Arba, 624. Makish Amidaso Le Biaso. It makes the Hekish, it's learned out from the Hekish of the standing still to the at noon to its stopping before it set. Midasa lebiyasa. Mabia, right, the Baal Shemesh is like it's setting. Mabiyasa going to tell me it's just like the pause before it set was the whole day, it was 24 hours. Afa midasa going to tell me, so to its standing was for a whole 24 hours, therefore it turned out to be an entire 48 hours. Ta'ana kishim sh'amda lo cham li Yeshua, just like the sun stood for Yeshua, kachamda lo cham li Moshe, so to stood for Moshe, uli Nakdimon ben Gurion, also for Nakdimon ben Gurion. Yeshua cry the psukim that we saw, Nakdimon ben Gurion. Gemara, we have a tradition that that's what happened, and we saw this in Tainis, those are doing a Raisa, Rashi Shel Shel Veu Hegemon. Echad Eser Mayanos, Sechasan Seder, Beperik Seder, Tani Seder. He borrowed money for a certain amount of time, right? Like Dun Ben Gurion, he was very wealthy, and he went to a guy and he said, lend me 12 wells of water for the people that are coming up, being Olo the Regal. I'm going to give you back a full 12 by a certain time, or else I'm going to pay you a lot of silver. And the day came, the rain didn't fall to fill up the wells again. And he said they wanted a ton of money. He said, what do you mean? Until night, until to pay it back. So maybe it's still going to rain. But it went on and wasn't working out. And like Demon was like making fun, it was being made fun of. Hey, no rain fell for an entire year. And now you think it's all going to fall. And he went to Davin. He said, Bona Shalom. Come on, you know that I did this not for me. But I did it for your glory. There's going to be water for people. All the regular. Immediately the sky opened up. And rain fell. And everything started to fall over there. And they filled up like crazy. And like even came out of the base of Migdash, he says, give me the money for the extra water you owe me, because he gave more money. He says, what do you mean? It came too late. The sun already set. And therefore, the water was his. And like even sold him the money. And he went back to the base of Migdash and said, Hashem, come on, help me out a little. And the clouds moved away and the sun shone. And he ended up being able to get the, not have to pay it. And that also happened to him. The Moshe Minal, I don't mean this happened to Moshe Rabbeinu, which says, Bil Muhammad Sichon, by the war of Sichon, Asya Achel Achel, learned out of Gzeres Shava from the words Achel. I will begin. Ksiv Achel Achel Teispachtecha, it says that Hashem said to Moshe when he told him to do war against Sichon, right, the Melech, the Muhammad Sichon's Rashi says, right, the Melech Amora. Uksiva sam Yoshua, and it says by Yoshua Achel Gadlicha that this day I will begin to exalt you. So we say just like the sun stood for Yoshua, so too it stood for Moshe Rabbeinu. For Yochanan Amar, he says Asya taste. He says it's a gezer shava of place. Ksiv hachav, it says over here Achel taste pachtecha, that I'm going to begin to place the dread of you, Uksib Yoshua, Biyom Tis Hashem,
Esa Amori. Right? So the first one is that I'm going to place the dread upon you means by Sichon. And then Uksiv Abiyom Tis Hashem Esa Amori. Use the same Lashon over there as well. Now we have another answer also. Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmani Amar Migufe Dekra Shamat Le. You can actually learn that from the actual pasuk itself that is said by Moshe as well. Asher Yishmeun Shemacha V'rogzuv Chalu Mipanecha. The it's a continuation of the pasuk. It says, "This day I shall begin to place a dread and fear of you on the peoples under the entire heaven, when they hear of your reputation, and they will tremble and be anxious before you." When will that happen? At the time that the sun stood still for Moshe Rabbeinu. You say the sun stood still for someone other than Yoshua? Hold on. It says in the pasuk in Yoshua that there never was and never will be like this. Rashi says, Yoshua, except. Not the same amount of hours. I'm not going to go that long, 48 hours. There were no hailstones like there were to the time of Yeshua. When they fled before Israel, they were on the descent of Beis Charon. And Hashem threw upon them large stones from the heaven until they got to Zeka, and then they died. Right, and then the pasuk finishes off that more died through the hailstones and the Bnei Yisrael killed with the sword. So when the sun stood for Moshe during his battle with Amora, there were no hailstones that fell over there. Ashes the Lord, but Moshe didn't have with Moshe. Okay. So we used the pasuk before. I used it in, earlier in the daf. We saw the book of the upright. So you find another type of lasha like this. It says here, it is our duty to teach the children of Yehuda the archer's bow. Hine ksuva al sefer Yashar. Behold, this is written on the book of Yashar. And this is by Shmuel. It's by David when he's eulogizing Shaul HaMelech and his kids. It says that Sefer Yashar, they're also, and says Rashi Bikina, Shekinah David HaShaul, it's the lamentation that he was lamenting. That's where it says that, Elohi Ksuva, Debnei Yehuda, Hayu Moshe Keshes, they were archers. My Sefer Yashar, what does it mean Sefer Yashar? Amar of Chibar Abba, Amar of Yochanan, Zeh Sefer Avim Yisuf Yaakov, Shinikur Yisharim, like we said earlier. Dechsebehu, Thomas Nafshi, Mos Yisharim, Tziyah Chirisi Gamo, like Bilam had said, Vehecha Remiza, where is it alluded to? And where in do we find the Yehuda is a master archer? Yehuda, I tell you, Ducha, Achecha, Yodcha, Ba'orif, Oivecha, your brother shall acknowledge your hand will be at the nape of your enemies. That's by the neck of the enemies. And what type of fighting do you need the hand to be like opposite the neck? That is when you're talking about heavy armor zukeshes, like when you lift up and you pull the bow to the neck. Rabbi Lazar Omer. Another explanation says over Mishneh Torah, as it was Sefer Yosha, Sefer Mishneh Torah, which is Devarim. My car is Sefer Yashar. Why is it called Sefer Yashar? Sev Vasisa Yashar Atil B'nei Hashem. It says that lush, and therefore it's called Sefer HaYashar. It says Rashi B'Mishneh Torah. Vasisa Yashar V'Atov. The year four, it's called. Vecher Mizo. Where is it alluded to? Yehuda was a master archer. Yadav Rav Lo, the pasuk says, his hands will fight his battle. What type of fighting do you need to use two of your hands? If you're a there was no king, a man would do whatever is right in his eyes. Where's alluded to Yehuda's archery? That the generation of Bnei Yisrael will know and to teach them warfare. Where do you need to be taught? Like you need to actually learn how to do this. That is, Havirom Azukeshes. Minala and the Yehuda Ksev. How do you know this is spoken about by Yehuda? Rashi is the Krab Yehuda Ksev. Right? The Ksev, because the Pasuk says, Mi Ya'ale Lanu Ela Kenani Betchila Li Lachimbo. Who is going to
go up first towards Canaan to fight against them. Vayomer Hashem, Yehuda Yaleh, says Yehuda is going to go up. So we learn out that any time it's talking about war, in that area, it's talking about Yehuda, period. Okay, now we're about the Darshan Apostle, which is found in Shmuel Aleph, and this is talking about the day that Shmuel met Shaul for the first time, and he's going to make him the king, and Hashem told Shmuel that Shaul would come to him, and when Shmuel came, Shmuel had Shaul sit at the head of the table, a banquet, a feast that was set for him, and Shmuel ordered that he bring a special part that was, food was set for Shaul and already before, and that is the shok. Vayarem atabach is a shok, that is the cook lift up the shank, the head of Yosem lifted Shaul, and they put in front of Shaul. My ve'aleh, what does that mean that there was, and what was upon it? Arshas ma'she'aleh, what does that mean? Rabbi Yochanan Omer, shok ve'aliyah, it means the shank and the tail. Delicious. My ve'aleh, and what is the reason why it's called that which is on it? De misamcha shok le'aliyah, because when the animal stands, the shank bone supports the part of the tail. Rashi says a shok samach l'aliyah, shaliyah mil malav, and nismachal a shok less press on it. V'shok hu etzem shel tzometz hagid hamemutza bein kulis lar kuba, the evar metachtonim somchim es alyonim. So it supports the higher ones. V'lazo amir shok v'chaz, it's talking about the shank and the breast. Mai ve'aleh, what does it mean? What is upon it? The machis lo l'chazeh yilavei d'shok yibaya gnufei, because one puts the breast on the shank when he needs to do tenufa, there's the wave. Rashi says, "Minia chaza el shok, gabe chaza v'shok shall shlamim b'shas tenufa." The time they would wave for the carbon. The isudasa afal pi dezevach ava, even though it's a zevach carbon. Kidichsev ki hu yivarech hazevach lo hava chaza v'shok didhu lekohen debama kitana hava the kaimelon v'perek basa dezvachim chaza v'shok v'bama gedola v'in chaza v'shok v'bama kitana. So back in the Gemara, if it didn't finish the words there, the machis lo lechaza yilavei v'shok yibay anufei uman filei, and then they go out and that's how they wave it together. Rav Shmuel ben Nachmini Omer shok v'shofi, it means the shok, the shank, and the top of the thigh bone. Right, it's around the thigh. My ve'aleh, what does it mean when it says what's upon it? Shofi b'lavei d'shokai, because the top of the thigh bone rests on the top of the shank. Lo tachtot shachid sheimayim. Okay, now we're at the next part of the Mishnah, and it says that a woman's not to be allowed with a gavodah zarnix because of gilirah. So my skin, what are we talking about? Ilema b'chad, if you want to say it's talking about with one gavodah zarnix, I'm going to say the kavasek abisal mishari. We allowed to do one Jew also. Let's in this serve yichud as well. The last time we looked at the Mishnah Kiddush and Peyam Abayis, Lo Yisrach Ish Echad Im Shtei Nashim. You can have one man with two women. Hashem Shanashim Dait in Kalos. Vishteim Tisotzin El Avera. The Dait in Kalos and both of them come to end up doing in Avera. Beep, turn the page. Tchaf Peyam Abayis. Ela Betlasa. So you want to say the Mishnah is talking about, is answering a woman to be even with three Avodah Zarnix? Right? Says Rashi, Ela Betlasa lahachi nakatlasa to be Yisrael, betlasa sharu be Jew be mutter bein beir bein bederach, whether it's in the city or in the fear or on the way. Aval trei beir in the city, it's okay to be one woman with two men. Bederach lo, not okay because shami yisarech echad mehen lekav. One of them is going to have to use a bathroom. So echad mehem yisachid im erva, he's going to be alone with her. Repair kasar yuchsin and kedushin pay aleph and aleph. So maybe what you mean is betlasa. You're talking about three of avodas arnix. The kavasek abi yisrael beprutzim yishari. Well, what about by even by a Jew? Would that be okay even if three people? If it's by prutzim, Rashi says vokachavim lamalei litana lashmeina naha afilu be yisrael the kavasei asiri. Even if it was a Jew, it'd be aser. These are prutzim. These are people that you know that are gross people. Grabba people. But tonight we're listening to Mishnah. Aval isha achas mizachetzim shnei anashim. They ought to be alone with two men. V'amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, lo shara ala b'ksheim. Only if they're kasher d'ki yidden. Aval b'prutzim, if they're promiscuous, then afil asar namilu. You can't even be alone with 10 men. Ma'isa haya, and the story happened. V'otziya asar b'mita. 10 men carried a woman out with a bed. Rashi says, pritzim la'isha sish zona. She was an isha sish zona b'mita chutz le'ir. La'ver kein kovri meis shalo yavino. They put her in like a coffin, like they're going to bury her, and then they all went and did their thing with her. Right? So why do you have to tell me by the Goyim also? Lo tzricha v'ishto imo. No, we're talking about the answer of this with the Avodah Zarnik only reference to where the wife
is with him. In other words, you have the Avodah Zaranik and his wife. Rashi says, Shovik Chavim Yimo. Ovik Chavim Ein Ishto Mishamarta. By an Ovik Chavim, his wife doesn't watch him. Rashi says, the low kapta diyu bikari vitsay bibutsine. Because he doesn't, Avodah Yisrael Ishto Mishamarta, but when it comes to a woman, she'll watch. Right? That is that a guy doesn't care, the wife doesn't care. He goes in and does the verus. She'll look away because she gets the opportunity to do it also. But by a woman who's Jewish, no way. You wouldn't do it in front of him. Therefore, that's okay. He could be there with his other women there because his wife is watching over him. Okay, so that's the case we're talking about. Why don't we say that the reason you can't live with a woman alone because of the fact that shvichas damim, they're murderers. Rashi says, Balava ver, nami lo tasiachim mishim shvichas damim. Even if they wouldn't do it there. Amar v'yermia be'isha chashuva eskin. We're talking about very chash of a woman. The mirtse mina, and therefore people are scared of her to go ahead and to do something to her. Right? And Rashi explains, what are we talking about over here? This is be'isha chashuva ben anashim, uben anashim, isha yafa u'krova l'malchus, she is sheikhas of the government. The mistipu mina, they're scared of her. Lokatla, they won't kill her. Avam ishim arayas, ikad diyafa hi ve'etzuch lashmina, maybe there's gonna something going on there, and therefore I said, l'tisyachi chashim, and shamatispate, maybe she'll be seduced. Avam isha she'ina chashuva, ben anashim, chashuva ben anashim, mishim ritzicha, nami ika. Also, murder, there's a problem. The Baalev, Acha Churga, the Gulav Tashmish, and then kill her. Los really, Isha Kli Zaina Alea, Vichashua ben Anashim, Velo ben Anashim, Mutaris Lisiachid, Mishimaras Leka de Eno Yafe. Talking about here, a beautiful woman is also connected to the government, and they wouldn't go and do something to her because they're scared of the government, but maybe they'll seduce her. And since murder is not really an issue over here, the Mishnah to tell us the issue is some sort of a rias issue. But if a woman is not chashuv amongst men, in other words, there's no government connections here, then it's going to be usher for her to be alone because maybe he's going to kill her. If she's chashuv amongst women, means she's beautiful, maybe he's going to violate her and then he's going to kill her. And if she's not chashuv amongst the women either, maybe he's just going to straight up and kill her. So if the woman is chashuv amongst men but not woman, in other words, she's connected but not pretty, there's no worry that she's going to be killed or there's going to be Tashmish, right? He's going to be scared to kill her and or to violate her, and he's not going to go on to seduce her. Therefore, she's allowed to be alone with him. So this is talking about a case of Erva, Gilirayas, but out of murder. It's talking about the woman who's attractive to both of them. Ravidi Amar Isha Klizayna Alea, a woman has her weapons on her. She's always carrying a weapon. What does that mean? That means her beauty or just being a woman itself. The man's going to, he just have a type. He's going to fill his type. He's going to leave her alone. That's her quote-unquote weapon. Rashi says, she's not pretty. She's no government help of here. Ein hargosa. That ain't hargosa. Ela ba'ala is going to be with her. V'kevet shaba'ala ain't harga. I feel ain't a krova l'malchus nami. He lo hashmina de chashina l'arayos. Love mistabed the mitzvah mishum shechiz damim. So really, the issue is arayos. My benayo, what's the difference between these two answers? Says Rashi ben l'Rabbi Yirmiyah demukil la beisha chashuva halav chashuva chashina l'shvichiz damim ben l'Rav idi damar kli zayin alev alakim mishum shechiz damim mikol makom mishum erva ika ba velo misechedes. There's still an issue. No matter what, I don't care if you're scared of murder and asking to murder. There's still an issue of arayos. Even the difference is chashuva ben anashim shena chashuva ben anashim. A woman who's good with the government, but not good with other women. She's not pretty. According to Rav Yirmiyah, she's allowed to be alone with the Avodah Zaranik. According to Rav Edi, it's going to be usher. Right? According to Rav Yirmiyah, she's allowed to be alone with him. Right? So if she's chashuv amongst the men, but not amongst the women, therefore she has the government. And is not attractive. And therefore, okay. So Rav Yirmiyah, because Rav Yirmiyah, she's allowed to be alone with the goyim, but not because Rav Yirmiyah not. Okay, Tanya comes to Rav Yirmiyah Rav Avin. If a bris was supports Rav Yirmiyah Rav Avin, Aisha afal pi shalom imah, even though there's peace with her, lo tasiachid imah, do not be alone with her, with a Avodah Zaranik, mepnei chashud on arayos, because they are chashud on arayos. So look, the next part of the Mishnah, that is that a man, lo yisachid alim imah, a man shouldn't be alone with the goyim over there because maybe they're going to murder. Tanu Rabbanan, Yisrael shen zayim lo yivikachom mederech. If you have a Jew that he finds in Avodah Zaranik on the way and he's suspected about murdering Jews and he's going in the same direction as him, tofel lemino, he should keep the Avodah Zaranik guy on his right side. right? Therefore, if he makes it to try to kill him, he's going to be able to stop him with his right hand. Rashi says, he's going to be able to go in to grab him. If the Avodah Zarah has a sword, then Tofel Imino, you should keep him on the right side. And therefore, the Jew will be near the Avodah Zarah's left side, where the sword is over there. And therefore, he can grab hold of the sword with his right hand if he needs to. But if he has a stick, then Tofel is small, then you should keep him on the left side, and therefore he'll be near the Avodah Zarah's right hand, that who's, you know, carrying the stick, and he's going to grab the stick with his left hand if he tries to go and raise it against him. If the Jew would be keep him on the right side, he'd be able to, it's too far away to stop him from stopping him. Let's say they're going up a mountain and coming down a place, and therefore they have to have one in front of the other. Right, Rashi says Bahar or Basela, there's a mountain or a rock. Do not let the Jew, don't make it that you're on the bottom and he's on the top. Rashi says, when you're going up, you go first. A little bit to the right. They shouldn't be directly after you. Let him go before you. Back in the Gemara, and even when walking on regular ground, don't bend down in front of the Avodah Zarah. Rashi says, "Afilu Meishar, Ayishchi Yisrael Lufnei Ovid Kachavim, Lito Klum, to go and to pick up anything, like something falls off the ground. Shema Yarotz Es Gulgalto, lest you go out and smash your skull." Rashi says, "Yarotz Es, crush the skull. You don't want that to happen." Shalulech and Holech, the Avodah Zarah asks you, "Where are you going?" Yarchiv Lo Sederech, you should extend the trip, right? Say something that's further than you're actually going. Instead of saying, "I'm going to number one," say, "I'm going to two, three, or four." Rashi says, "Ema Yotzarech Lelechad Parsa, Yomel Base Parsa, Sani Tzarech Lelechula Yamten of Kachavim, Mila Kosa, Parsa Shneem." Maybe he's going to hold off and smack, giving the smack then to the second one. Vazayifash Mimena Kodm Lechain, you have to get off beforehand. Derech Shaasa Yaakov Avino Le Ace of Russia, like Yaakov and his Ace of Russia, the Siv. Ad Asher Avu El Adoni Seira. Right, he says, "Where are you going?" You know, he says, "Until I come to my Lord at Seir." Ksiva Yaakov Nasa Sukosa, he went to Sukos, which is earlier than that. Rashi says, "Vahol Chad Seir," he didn't go all the way to Seir. Ma'isa B'Talmid Rabbi Yehuda B'Talmid Rabbi Akiva, start a time with the students of Rabbi Akiva, Sheholchin L'Chziv, they were going to Chziv. Pogu Behen Listim, a bunch of criminals came along and they came towards them. They're going the same way. And Amar Lahem, Lanat Amulchim, says, "Hey, which way are you guys going?" Amar Lahem, La'ako, he said, "Really, where were they going?" They were going to Chziv. And they said, "We're going to Akko," which is further along. It's Rashi, Rachag Mikziv. Akim and Shigil Chziv, Perish, once they got to Chziv, they turned off the road. Amar Lahem, Talmidei Miatem. When they saw what had happened, they were outsmarted. They said, "Who are you guys?" Amalan, Talmid Rabbi Akiva, said, "We are the students of Rabbi Akiva." Amalan said, the criminal said, "Asher Rabbi Akiva Talmidav." Fortunate Rabbi Akiva and his students. Shalom Pagavahan Adam Rami Olam, an evil person was never able to go out and give them the smackdown. Rabbi Nasha Avazil, Rabbi Nasha was on his way, was traveling. Peep turned the page, Chavav Manalf. Lebe Torasa, he was going to Bay Torasa. Rashi says, "Makom. It's a place." Pagubi Ganve, and there's a bunch of Ganavim, we're walking along with him. Amrulay, La'an Ka'azalt, where are you guys going? Amrulayan, where are you headed? Remember the Pumpadisa. He says, "I'm going to Pumpadisa." Really, going to be Tarasa. He says, "Going to Pumpadisa." Pumpadisa was further than that, right? So he didn't want to, you know, deal with that. When he got to Beit Torah, he turned off the highway. Amrulay, they said to him, "Tamida Tamida Yehuda Ramat, you must be a student of Rabbi Yehuda the Tricker." Rashi says, "Tamidus Rabbi Yehuda, however, Karli Ramah, call me Mimena Lamatel Munsini, you learned from him to go to trick us. Listen to me, Sola, these are Jews." Amar Lahus, he said to them, "Yadi Isu Le, do you know about him?" Rashi says, "Who am I that he's a trickster? He Ravad Lahavi Hanu Inche Bishamte. It should be that you guys should be in Shamte." Rashi says, "The Fishaya Adam Gadol, Bishamte Chayle Litainu Bishamte." Because he was an Adam Gadol, therefore, if he was a great person whose curse would be effective, Rav Moshe put Rav Yehuda's curse upon them.
He put a curse on them. So what happened? They went on trying to steal for 22 years, but they're never matzliach. Kevin the Chazu, once they understood what was going on because of this curse, also kulo tavos shemayt shamtayu. They came and they wanted to get rid of, you know, get rid of this shamta they have, this curse they have on them. V'hava behu chad girdana de lo asa l'shrei shamte. But there was one weaver among them who didn't come to get rid of the curse. And Achle Aryeh, a lion came and ate this guy. Hani Darmanchi, this is like the old saying. People say, Girdana lo taizon shat the butzir mishnei. The weaver who is not humble, his years are diminished. Says Rashi, taizim means anav. God lo taizim, wasn't anav. Stav garden in the bush's bottom. These weavers are not, they don't have no busha. Okay, says Gemara, Tochazi ma bin ganvi bavel, listen there, so come see the difference between the thieves of bavel, Rashi Shapagu Barav, Menashe, Nisparku, Lecheref, Lecheref, Adam Gadol, listen there, so Shapagu Batamid Rabbi Kiva, and Sibu B'Shivcho. Those of Bavel, they cursed, you know, they were saying, oh, they were dissing on him, it's called Ramai. But the God of Marriage Israel, but Rabbi Kiva, they spoke about his Shevach, Vafa Pisha Stam, listen, Prutzim, Miganovim Lodiacha Shivcha Shaitzos, come to tell you the Shevach of Eretz Yisrael, even though the Stam Listim are worse than Ganovim, it's coming to tell you the Shevach of Eretz Yisrael. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to show you all a great, great day.